The name of the patient is Joaquin Salgado. The last name is Salgado. The first name is Jaquin. This is the clinical case of a 44-year-old Hispanic patient that has more than 20 years of diabetes mellitus. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of episodes of lightheadedness. He was not able to concentrate. He felt nauseated and decided to go to the emergency room, where he was found with uncontrolled hypertension and deterioration of the kidney function. At the time of the admission, the serum creatinine was 2.71, the BUN was 42, the estimated GFR was 28.8, and the patient had a urinary protein that was elevated. The excretion of protein is suspected to be more than 2 grams in 24 hours. During the hospital stay, the patient was compensated. The blood pressure was under control, and when released from the hospital, the medications that were ordered clonidine 0.3 milligrams POVID, Jardiance 10 milligrams every day, labetalol 300, clonidine 0.3 milligrams POVID, Jardiance 10 milligrams every day, labetalol 300 milligrams three times a day, spironolactone 25 milligrams daily. And he was given Bumex 1 milligram BID. In other words, the patient has a acute kidney injury that has been recovered, that is most likely associated to arterial hypertension and blood sugar decompensation. When the patient was in the office, the systolic blood pressure that was obtained was 98 over 55, and the patient was extremely dizzy. We did glucose, and it was above 400. In summary, we think that the patient has a long-standing diabetes mellitus with significant nephrosclerosis, with compromised kidney, diabetic nephropathy. There is evidence of a history of diabetic retinopathy. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension with hypotension at the present time. We are going to rearrange the medications as follows. We are going to establish a body weight of 135 pounds. If the blood pressure is... Hello. Dr. Thacker, thank you for calling. And we are going to use the Bumex just if the body weight goes about 135 pounds. And we are going to use the blood pressure medication if the systolic blood pressure is above 120. I plan to continue a communication with this patient on the phone in order to regulate this blood pressure. Number three, diabetes mellitus that is way out of control. The patient is not taking any medications. He was taking metformin, and apparently he had taken one or two of those tablets. And in the presence of acute kidney injury, is contraindicated. So I took the liberty to order Humulin 70/30 to start at 10 units sub-Q every 12 hours. Follow the number. The patient has coronary artery disease that seems to be a very significant. In March of 2023, Dr. Chimchak, Chimshak, did a cardiac catheterization in which there was occlusion of the right coronary artery, a significant occlusion of the left anterior descending, and a very significant occlusion of the circumflex. The patient was referred to Winter Haven for the consideration of coronary artery bypass, and apparently one stent was placed. Of note is the fact that the patient is not taking Plavix or aspirin. I'm going to put him back on Plavix and aspirin, and we continue with a close follow-up. The patient had an echocardiogram in which the systolic function is adequate, and there is no evidence of valvular heart disease, period. Next number. The patient has peripheral vascular disease. He had a stroke 2 years ago, and he was able to get a thrombolytic therapy. There is no evidence of sequela. There is no evidence of sequela. I don't know the particulars of the of this stroke. Following number, the patient has anemia that is related to diabetes mellitus and acute kidney injury. In the plan, blood sugar control through insulin. We will monitor over the phone. blood pressure control. We will monitor over the phone, Vacom, Plavix, and aspirin. Continue with the follow-up with the cardiologist. And I have to point out that arteriogram of the renal arteries was done, and there is no significant stenosis. I plan to reevaluate the case in 3 weeks in the office, but as I said before, we'll continue to monitor him on the phone. I spent reviewing the hospitalization and the referral 20 minutes. In the face-to-face evaluation, 60 minutes. And in the documentation, 12 minutes.